6.
6? I've done a little better with my bow. 20, at the least. But that is only a few leaves and a forest. The enemy seem to grow greater every minute. Orcs and men from the hills.
The orcs are within the walls.
They have crept up through a culvert. They are pouring in like rats.
There are enough for both of us then, Legolas.
Khazad! Khazad!
Now my count passes, Legolas.
Not so. It's been good knife work on the walls. My count is now 24.
You've done well, Master Gimli. I'd heard that dwarves were great axemen, and now I've lived to see it proved. But the rat hole they crawl through must be stopped up. The dwarves are said to be cunning folk with stone. Lend us your aid, Master.
We do not shape stone with battle axes, nor with our fingernails. But I will help, as I may.
This is a night as long as years.
How long will the day tarry?
Dawn is not far off, but dawn will not help us, I fear.
Yet dawn is ever the hope of men.
But these creatures of Isengard, these half-orcs and goblin men that the craft of Saruman has bred, they will not quail at the sun. They will not give way now for dusk or dawn until Theoden is taken. Or they themselves are slain.
Nevertheless, day will bring hope to me. Is it not said that no foe has ever taken the Horned Burg if men defended it?
Aye, so the minstrels say.
Then let us defend it with hope.
What is it? What's happening?
The enemy have blasted a hole in the wall. Some devilry of Saruman's, I fancy.
I'd come to tell you that my count had reached 27. But now there will be work enough for both of us.
We can no longer hold the wall. The enemy is everywhere. We must try and hack our way through to the citadel. It is our only hope.
All who can have now got safe within, Aragorn.
Things go ill, my friend.
Ill enough. But not yet hopeless while we have you with us. Where is Gimli?
Was he not with you?
Well, the enemy swept us apart. I thought he'd escape with you.
He is stout and strong. Let us hope that he reached the cave.
Oh, such a refuge would be to the liking of a dwarf.
We must hope that it is so.
But I wish that he had come here. I desire to tell Master Gimli that my tale is now 39.
If he wins back to the caves, he will pass your count again. Never did I see an axe so wielded. But I must go seek the king.
And I must seek for arrows. Would that this night would end, and I could have better light for shooting.
What is the news, Aragorn?
The Deeping Wall is taken, and all the defense swept away. But many have escaped here to the Hornburg.
And Eomer?
We were parted by the fighting. Gamling was with him. They must have escaped into the caves. What hope they may have there, I do not know.
More than we. The air is wholesome there because of the fissures in the rock. None can force an entrance there against determined men. They may hold out long.
But the orcs have brought a devilry from Orthanc. They have a blasting fire, and with it they took the wall. If they cannot come in the caves, they may seal off those that are inside. But now we must turn all our thoughts to our own defense.
I fret in this prison. If I could have set a spear in rest, riding before my men upon the field, maybe I could have felt again the joy of battle and so ended. But I serve little purpose here.
Here you are at least guarded in the strongest fastness of the mark. More hope have we to defend you here in the Hornburg than in Edoras, or even at Dunharrow in the mountains.
It is said that the Hornburg has never fallen to assault. But now my heart is doubtful. The world changes. And all that once was strong now proves unsure. How shall any tower withstand such numbers and such reckless hate? Had I known that the strength of Isengard was grown so great, maybe I should not so rashly have ridden forth to meet him for all the arts of Gandalf. His counsel seems not now so good as it did under the morning sun.
Do not judge the counsel of Gandalf until all is over, Lord.
The end will not be long. But I will not end here. Taken like an old badger in a trap. When dawn comes, I will bid men sound helm's horn, and I will ride forth. Will you ride with me then, son of Arathorn? Maybe we shall cleave a road or make such an end as will be worth a song, if any be left to sing of us hereafter.
I will ride with you, Theoden, king. But first, I will see what words can achieve. I wish a parley!
Come down! If you wish to speak to us, come down!
Bring out your king!
We are the fighting, Uruk-hai!
Bring out your king! We will fetch him from his hole if he does not come!
Bring out your skulking king!
The king stays or comes at his own will!
Then what are you doing here? Why do you look out?
Do you wish to see the greatness of our army? We are the fighting, Uruk-hai!
I looked out to see the dawn!
What of the dawn? We are the Uruk-hai! We do not stop the fight for night or day, for fair weather or for storm! We come to kill, by sun or moon. What of the dawn?
None knows what the new day shall bring him. Get you gone, ere it turn to your evil.
Get down, or we will shoot you from the wall.
This is no parley. You have nothing to say.
I still have this to say. No enemy has yet taken the Hornburg. Depart, or not one of you will be spared. Not one will be left alive to take tidings to the north. You do not know your peril.
The gate has fallen. The time for hiding is past. Let us ride forth.
Helm! Helm! Helm is arisen and comes back to war. Helm for Theoden, king!
Forth, Eorlingas!
Forth, Eorlingas!
So King Theoden rode from Helm's Gate and clove his path to the great dyke. There, the company halted. Shafts of the sun flared above the eastern hills and glimmered on their spears. They sat silent on their horses and gazed down upon the deeping coombe. The land had changed. Where before the green dale had lain, there now a forest loomed.
What wonder is this? Or do my old eyes begin to play me false?
Your eyes do not deceive you. There was a song about the trees that walked, which I heard in my childhood, but never did I think I would behold them visible under the sun.
Whatever they may be, the trees have struck fear into the hearts of the enemy.
They are surrounded. The forest has shut off every way of escape.
No, there is still the valley to the west.
And from the west comes their final doom.
A mighty host, led by a warrior with a red shield.
Erkenbrand!
And a rider, clad in white.
Gandalf, behold the white rider.
In episode 7 of J.R.R. Tolkien's The Lord of the Rings, adapted by Brian Sibley and Michael Bakewell, the part of Frodo was played by Ian Holm, Gandalf by Michael Horden, and Aragorn by Robert Stevens. Sam, William Nye, Gollum, Peter Woodthorpe, Merry, Richard O'Callaghan, Pippin, John McAndrew, Legolas, David Collings, Gimli, Douglas Livingstone, Treebeard, Stephen Thorne, Theoden, Jack May, Éomer, Anthony Hyde, Eowyn, Ellen Jenkins, Grima Wormtongue, Paul Brook, Kaol, Michael McStay, Gamling, Patrick Barr, Harmer, Michael Spice, and the guard, Christopher Scott. with the Ambrosian Singers. The narrator was Gerard Murphy. The music was composed and conducted by Stephen Oliver. The directors were Jane Morgan and Penny Lester.